This ArenaFan.com podcast was taped exclusively in Phoenix, Arizona, home of Arena Bowl 24.
I'm with Aaron Garcia of the Jacksonville Sharks. Aaron, I'm going to start off on a little bit of a humorous note here. Coach Mawson, you mentioned that sometimes there were disagreements in the huddle. Who won for the most part?
Well, I get the final say-so because I get to go out there and actually call the play. But then once we get over the sidelines, then he usually wins.
Was it your call to go for two on that first touchdown last week, or was it coach's?
It was coach's that time. And, he caught me a little off guard. I didn't realize that our center was also our snapper for the PATs, so we had to kind of get things together and go for two.
Yeah, moving on to this game on Friday night, what's it feel like to finally get here, to finally just be here after all these games?
I don't know if it's any different. I mean, you start every year with that being your goal, and obviously this is the first time in my entire career where I actually get an opportunity to achieve that goal, and that's an incredible feeling. And right now, though, it's one game at a time. We got to beat Arizona and then hopefully, win that championship, and I can sit back and really process everything and enjoy it.
If you could describe all this, if it's even possible, in one word to lift that trophy, what would it mean?
Achievement. A lot of hard work, perseverance, I think, and achievement would be the two things.
You mentioned in the press conference earlier that it had to be the right situation for you to want to come back, and obviously you came back last year to Jacksonville and this year as well. Is there more coming in the future after this, or is this something we're going to address later on when the season's over with?
Well, there's more coming in the future. I don't know if it'll be from a player standpoint or a coaching standpoint, but it'll definitely be some direct involvement in this league.
You consider yourself a lifer at this point?
Yeah, I would like to be. And again, unless this league, can't continue to grow or things like that, then it'll be the only thing that would not keep me in this league is financial obligations. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully, I can do what I love to do and still take care of my responsibilities.
You mentioned when you were addressing the players in your interview up at the podium that there were changes that needed to be made. Can you go a little bit deeper into that and talk about what you were referring to at that point?
Well, guys have to make more money than they're making right now. And it doesn't. Nobody expects it to go back to the way it was, where guys were making six figures or anything like that. Because we do know, the commissioner said, these are tough economic times for everyone. But right now, you're not even giving guys an opportunity to be honest. Obviously there's three players, myself, that make a little bit more than the others. But it's real hard to do what you need to do to prepare for a game like this on the $400 a week that these guys are making.
Is that something that you found to be an incredible struggle over the course of the last couple of years in relation to 2008 and back?
Yeah, but it also gives me a huge amount of respect for what these guys do day in and day out, and even more determination to try and help them, and reward them for the work that they put in. Because again, it's going to be the product that the fans see and deserve. And in order to let guys like, say, Nick Davila continue a career like I was able to do, he's going to have to be able to support, himself and a family at some point.
So. Right. Nick spoke all vibrantly about you over the Hispanic connection and all those things. What's it like to watch someone like him growing up through this league?
Well, not just a Hispanic standpoint, it's huge for me to see young quarterbacks come into this league with the type of respect that he has for the game. It's hard. You see a lot of guys come in and they're obviously all of our goals was to get to the NFL. And sometimes you see guys come in here and because of that, they don't play well in this league. Nick has come in here and really put in a lot of hard work and done some great things. I watch him and I learn from him, even at my age. And it's going to be fun to be able to line up against someone like that tomorrow night.
Aaron, I want to wish you the best of luck. Obviously, congratulations on a phenomenal career. And all the best to you in the future.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Aaron, can we get you up here real quick?